Agencia Global Link.
Government urged to probe rapid growth of loan applications, regulate gambling. DEC seizes properties and uncovers fraudulent business network. And rivals vow to take down Ramaphosa after court clears impeachment probe. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Mental health advocate Duncan Koma has appealed to the government and relevant authorities to probe the mushrooming online loan applications operating in the country. Mr. Koma also called for stronger regulation, monitoring and public awareness against gambling. Recently, Health Minister Alex Katakwe disclosed that Ndola Teaching Hospital records more than 500 mental health cases every week, attributing this to gambling and debt. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Mr. Koma explained that mental health challenges are increasing rapidly in communities, with issues such as gambling and debt largely contributing. Mr. Koma emphasized the need for stronger financial literacy and public education by normalizing conversations around mental health. Many people, especially young people, borrow money without fully understanding interest rates, repayment pressure, or the long-term consequences, said Mr. Koma. Meanwhile, Mr. Koma expressed concern in the manner some customer care agents conduct themselves on online loan apps, adding that many people have reported being threatened, insulted, harassed, embarrassed, and intimidated through phone calls and messages when they fail to repay on time. He encouraged citizens to open and communicate with banks, lenders, employers, family members, and institutions when they are struggling financially or emotionally. Mr. Koma further emphasized the need to construct more counseling centers, support systems, rehabilitation services, and suicide prevention programs because many people are silently suffering.
Gambling should not necessarily be completely prohibited in Zambia, but urgently needs stronger regulation, monitoring, and public awareness. Gambling addiction has silently become a major mental health crisis, especially among young people who are desperate for quick money due to unemployment, for some due to lack of patience and not going through the collect channel or process and economical hardship. Many people gamble hoping to change their lives overnight, but instead they end up trapped in depression, debt, anxiety, family breakdown, alcohol abuse.
The Zambia Police Service has notified the public about the sighting of lions in Tulo Village, Mbala District, under Chief Tafuna's area following an incident in which one cow was attacked and killed. On May 7, 2026, around 20 hours, Mbala Police Station received a report from Joseph Musenga, age 31, of Tulo Village, who stated that four lions had attacked his livestock. In a statement to RCV News in Lusaka today, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says Ms. Msenga had secured six cattle in his kraal around 17 hours. Around 19 hours, he heard unusual movement and loud distress sounds coming from the kraal, and upon checking, he observed four lions attacking his cattle. Mr. Chilabi said that community members mobilized and successfully chased the lions away. However, one cow had already been killed. Police have since engaged officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to conduct joint intensified patrols and monitoring operations in the affected area. The Zambia Police Service has appealed to all residents of Ntulo Village and surrounding areas to remain calm, vigilant and exercise caution, advising the public to avoid walking alone at night, closely supervise children and ensure livestock are kept in secure enclosures. Mr. Chilabi further added that any sighting of lions or suspicious wild animal movements should be reported immediately to the nearest police station, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, or local authorities.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public about a sighting of lions in Ntulo Village under Chief Tafuna's area in Mbala District following an incident in which one cow was attacked and killed. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to all residents of Ntulo Village and surrounding areas to remain calm, vigilant and exercise caution. Members of the public are advised to avoid walking alone at night, closely supervise children and ensure livestock are kept in secure enclosures.
The Drug Enforcement Commission DEC has uncovered a fraudulent business network following investigations which led to the seizure of properties and vehicles. The Commission's Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit in collaboration with the Department of Immigration and National Anti-Terrorism Department, intensified asset recovery operations aimed at uncovering money laundering cases. JAIC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere says preliminary investigations have revealed that a Rwandese national who illegally entered Zambia and masqueraded as a Congolese refugee fraudulently acquired and registered various business entities and properties using false identities. The suspect is currently on the run. Ms. Mawere said the commission has seized three motor vehicles, namely a Toyota Allion bearing registration number BAZ9451, a Toyota Probox registration number BLB9986B, and a Toyota Hiace registration number BAP7951. She added that the commission has also seized properties including boarding houses, a farm, farm animals found on the premises, household goods, and a factory located in the Mongolia area of Lusaka. Findings from these searches indicate that the suspect is linked to multiple assets registered under fraudulent identities and operated motor vehicles under the same false identities, said Ms. Mawere in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Meanwhile, a joint manhunt has been launched by DEC and other law enforcement agencies to apprehend the suspect who remains at large. The commission has emphasized its commitment to combating financial crimes and safeguarding Zambia's economic and legal systems. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialobalo has commissioned a two-story classroom block at Tuvuanganai Secondary School in Solwezi District of Northwestern Province, which was constructed using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, at a cost of over 4 million kwacha. Speaking during the commissioning, Mr. Sialobalo said that the development being attained through CDF clearly demonstrates that decentralization is having a positive impact on communities. He stated that the construction of the two-story classroom block at Tuvuanganai is among the milestones that CDF has scored in the education sector. The local government minister said the government will endeavor to ensure that learners have access to quality education in all parts of the country without leaving anyone behind. Mr. Sialobalo stressed the need for the concerted effort from learners, teachers and community members to safeguard the newly constructed classroom block. In African news, Julius Malema, the leader of the opposition Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, has called for Ramaphosa to immediately resign and for impeachment proceedings against him to begin. His party was one of the opposition parties that took the matter to court, accusing ANC lawmakers of using their parliamentary majority to shield Ramaphosa from accountability. Ramaphosa has denied any wrongdoing, claiming that the cash was proceeds from the sale of buffaloes at his farm. He said he had reported the theft to the head of his security, but a parliamentary inquiry that probed the incident rejected his version and recommended a full investigation by an impeachment committee. Coming up shortly, Putin denounces NATO at scaled back Victory Day parade. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Vladimir Putin has used his annual Victory Day speech in Moscow's Red Square to justify his war in Ukraine and denounce NATO. Speaking in front of hundreds of military personnel and flanked by a few world leaders, the Russian president said he was fighting a just war and called Ukraine an aggressive force that is being armed and supported by the whole bloc of NATO. His remarks come amid muted celebrations across parts of Russia to mark the nation's biggest national holiday, which commemorates the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines.